downstairs to make a strong cup of coffee and grab a packet of biscuits before I head back to write. Which is ironic because I haven't written a word now for over a month. Well, not one that still exists on the blank page beneath a rather lonely-looking title, as they've all been consigned to the electronic bin. I have no idea why I can't seem to break this cycle which feels as if I'm going around in a never-ending circle. Write, delete, write, delete. And I'm even hiding myself away from everyone, except the enigmatic Jude Law, of course. But I don't think that counts. It's been weeks since I ventured outside. Apart from brief exchanges with the postman and the online supermarket delivery guy, I'm turning into a virtual recluse. I haven't looked at my inbox for days now, and I can't remember the last time I wore anything other than PJs or a tracksuit. I'm supposed to be working towards a deadline, but the line is well and truly dead, with a zero word count so far. I mean, this inability to settle down and make a real start can't last forever, can it? With a dozen plus novels under my belt, over half of which are international bestsellers, the expectations of me are high. I'm a professional, and if I can't fill the screen with meaningful words, then it's over, and the bills won't get paid. I don't have a backup plan if the day job goes awry, and I don't think I'm capable of doing anything else. It's the only job I've ever had, and therein lies the problem, I suspect. Do all writers eventually run out of things to say? The spring of inspiration reduced to a dribble? Or in my case, drivel. Come on, Bree, pull yourself together. Have a shower, brush your teeth and your hair, and instead of lying in bed battling with a string of words that aren't inspiring you at all, sit down in front of that very expensive desk of yours. Maybe I need to feel the part again, rather than glancing in the mirror and wondering why it doesn't shatter when I see that Medusa head staring back at me. Make this the day when things start to pick up, lady. The little voice inside my head is adamant. There is a story in there, somewhere, but it isn't the one my agent, or publisher, is expecting. I groan out loud. The price you pay for not being true to yourself is that it's rather like wearing a mask. At some point, it could slide off, and that's precisely why I'm in this mess now. When your birthday just happens to fall on the 14th of February, you are pretty much marked for life. It was my fourth birthday, and the memories are still vivid in my mind. After I'd opened a stack of presents, my dad gave my mum a large bouquet of flowers and a box of chocolates tied up with a big red bow. I'd never even heard of Valentine's Day, until a friend broke the news later that day. Well, she was more of an acquaintance, really. The playground is a tough place, and kids can be crushingly mean. "You aren't special at all," Carol Ann had taunted. "They aren't happy just because you're another year older. No one really cares about that. Everyone has a birthday." And in a split second, the party was over. But as time passed, the significance became an ever-increasing thrill. So many people expressing their love at the same time, sending a wave of good karma rippling outwards to warm the hearts of even the least romantic folk amongst us. I also came to believe that I had been doubly blessed. I hadn't just been born a true romantic at heart, but also an eternal optimist. I awaited each birthday with eager anticipation, because it's a day when a lot of people were very happy. To be surrounded by couples pledging their love and giving each other thoughtful gifts, flowers, and even engagement rings was special. And that made me feel extra special too, as if the promise of finding a perfect love had been bestowed upon me. I simply had to bide my time until our paths crossed. And of course, I would instantly know he was the one I was destined to be with forever. My first crush was a brief and painful experience. He broke my heart by not reciprocating my overwhelming feelings. I was distraught for a while, but my heart eventually healed. My second crush, Lucas, happened when I was 9 years old, and he broke my heart too. The pattern was set, and as the years rolled on, so the former boyfriend count continued to mount. The problem with being a dreamer and a wistful romantic is that it's hard to find a man to live up to your dreams. At the tender age of 15, I began writing and creating my own heroes. 4 years